Okay, Russ came in to me and said, "Dad, you know what'll be really fair? Fair for you and fair for me?" And I said, "What?" "Well, we'll just do a little bit of jumping over your hand." And I said, "What's so fair about that?" Okay,
you,
Russ.
You get just a little bit of time for us to jump over.
Yeah.
And jump over your hand.
And what's fair for you?
Fair, the thing fair for us is we get to jump over your hand.
So you mean like the part that's fair for me is that I don't have to do too much?
Yeah.
And what's the part that's fair for you?
I get to jump over your hand.
But you get to do some.
Yeah. Little fair for me.
Is that a good deal for both of us, do you think?
It's not for me.
Okay. And then what's but I thought you were going to talk about another problem we have. You and I have a problem.
Which one?
You forgot about the other problem?
Oh, yeah.
What is that other problem?
I forget.
It had to do with the telephone.
Telephone?
Yeah, there was a problem with the telephone.
What telephone?
Upstairs in my room.
Game.
No, there was a little problem we had.
Oh, yeah.
What was it?
Daddy was talking to my grandpa, and I hit Marky.
And you hit Marky? And so what's the problem?
I hit him.
And what other problem was there?
I had to go home.
What? No, what was bad about it?
I didn't talk to my grandpa.
Yeah, and what else?
I hit Marky.
And what else?
Don't
and you still haven't said good. You still haven't apologized to your grandpa. So there's three bad things. First, that you hit Marky.
No, four.
Okay, four. Count them.
First, I didn't apologize.
To Marky, you didn't apologize to Marky.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then third.
I hit Marky.
Yeah.
And the second. I didn't apologize to my kids.
Yeah.
And third, I didn't talk to Grandpa. Huh?
And four.
The fourth, I had to go to my room.
No, that wasn't. That's not something wrong. Going to your room is a punishment. It's not something you did wrong.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, you want to tell you what the fourth is?
No.
You didn't apologize to Grandpa for not talking to him.
Oh.
You still haven't done that. You could do that still.
Yeah, no, he didn't do that.
And there's one
that.
More thing you did that was wrong.
He didn't do that.
Is that you made it so your father couldn't talk to Grandpa.
No.
Five things.
No.
Okay, now, which of those can we fix? Of those five, there's one we can still fix.
Grandpa and Marky.
Okay, two of them then. Okay, do fix one of them right now.
Marky.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I hit you, Marky.
Okay. What about the other one? How do you fix that one?
Later.
When are you going to do it?
Today or tomorrow.
Which one?
Maybe today, but really tomorrow.
What do you mean, maybe today, but really tomorrow?
That's what I'm saying. I may do it today, but I really will do it tomorrow.
You promise you'll do it tomorrow? Okay, and what other promise did you make to me tonight?
No,
you made another promise to me earlier tonight. What was it?
Oh, no.
It had to do with the Lego block. What was the promise?
Hitting Marky.
No, it had nothing to do with that.
What?
You made me a promise. Remember the little Lego blocks?
Yeah.
You made a promise to your father.
I would put them together.
Okay, did you do it?
Yes. I put small pieces up in together.
Uh-huh. And are they all fixed and put back?
No.
Do you know what happened?
Marky
took them together apart again. Okay.
If he takes them apart, he'll have to do it.
No, your promise is that you're going to get those blocks back. That's your promise.
Do
you understand what a promise means? It means
Marky should help me because...
Well, that's another problem. Now, remember what happens if you don't fulfill your promise? What was supposed to happen?
Bang.
Okay, so is that ready? Are we ready for that? Jump over? Okay, and then after, do you promise to put the blocks back together?
Yeah, promise.
Do you promise too?
Promise.
Okay. Emily Ross has decided that beast is essentially equivalent to mammal. He sort of made up his own category of beast.
Can I have a banana?
Sure. And I asked him whether a bird was an animal.
Mammal.
I told him that birds and were not mammals. And I asked him what a dog was, and he said it was a beast. We were talking about the Santa Claus, and Mary said something happened to Santa Claus, and I said, yeah, I guess he needs to be blown up again. And Ross said, through that hole. And Mary said, what hole? And Ross said, through that hole that you just pressed. And this is the first case of a double deictic, really, that I can think of. I don't know what is unique about that construction, but you certainly never heard anything like it from him before.
I mean, the one up on the very top of his cap.
No, I didn't find the hole first.
Okay, honey, there wasn't a hole on the very top.
Yes, there was.
Well, just wait a second, Ross. You just tell me where.
Come on.
Here's the hole.
There.
That's not a hole.
Yeah.
That's just, maybe it's broken. Maybe that's where it's broken.
Yeah, there.
No, not broken. No, Ross, you're just wrong. That's just that simple. You mean that hole right there?
No. I mean the one on the very top.
There's no hole.
There's just no hole there, honey. Okay, let Ross touch the hole.
Here's the hole.
Let her touch
the hole. I found the hole, guys.
Okay, we're pretty sure that Santa Claus is broken now.
Yes, he's a Santa Claus.
We're pretty sure Santa Claus is broken because somebody hit him too hard.
Ross said, is that pee on the bed? And I said, no, that's where Daddy took Ross out of the bed and put him on, I mean, took him out of the bathtub and put him on the bed when he was all wet. And Ross called from the other room and said, Mom, how did you know that? I had figured it out, but he knew I wasn't in the room to know, or anywhere around to know how that water had gotten there.
Mary had not been around when this had happened, and Ross was curious how she would know that he had been put up in his bed. By the way, he had been bad in the bathtub. He had been taking the toys away from Mark, and put him up in his bed pretty much as a punishment. And he was curious how Mother knew that, since she hadn't seen it. We were talking about how the marshmallows Ross was putting some marshmallows in his milk, and he said, even when they're dry, they taste like sugar. Why? What do you mean, even when they're dry? Oh, that's true. It is even. He was saying they tasted like sugar when they were put in his milk. I asked Ross if he wanted some more milk. He said, I said two, and that was just my second one. What he means is that was already my second one, and that I don't want any more. He said, that was just my second one. Honey, you don't say just my second one. It was my second one, and I don't want any more.
Oh, sorry.
You say, it was just my first, and I want one more. But it was my second, and I'm finished. Is that right? This is a recording of Ross and Mark, Marky, December 7th in my room. Marky said, He-Man isn't a baby, and Ross said, He-Man isn't a baby, and Marky said, girl isn't a baby either. Marky was coming into the room, and Ross was looking at the computer, and he said, what brings you here, Mark? And he probably learned from Black Beauty or something. And Mark had his put his computer in his, sort of like a gun, in his pants, in his underboots. And Ross said, he thinks those guys on TV put their guns in their pants. Ross, I was up at the top of the stairs and sort of almost out of, Ross was walking by me and I said, didn't you forget something? And he looked at me and he said, a kiss, which was exactly what I had in mind. And he gave me a kiss. I guess the only thing that's sort of interesting about this is that he had to, obviously he could calculate it from something or other, but he responded so smoothly, rhetorically, didn't you forget something? And then he says, he just fills in what he forgot with a question mark, a kiss? This is from Marky's tape. Ross said, Marky said, this morrow, I don't want to take my shoes. And I said, why? He said, these are for boys. Of course, it's not a good reason. Ross said, Children's Palace, you know what, Dad? This minute. Okay, so let me tell the whole thing to the tape recorder. You want to tell it again? He said, guess what, Dad? You know, at Children's Palace, there's a big panda bear. And you
Dad,
know who his friends are?
And you know who his friends are? He-Man and G.I. Joe. See, it's because they're at his store, so why can't they be his friends?
Right,
that's how he said. And they added He-Man and G.I. Joe and the panda bear, and He-Man was puffed up in a big balloon,
uh-huh.
And G.I. Joe was a real army man.
Uh-huh, it was a huge balloon, huh?
Yeah.
It wasn't a little He-Man.
Right.
Oh, that's great, Ross. That's great. Marty, did you see
and
that?
And they waved at us.
They did?
Yeah.
At Children's Palace, huh?
Yeah.
When did you go to Children's
on
Palace?
On TV.
Oh, you saw him on TV.
Yeah, I saw the ad.
Oh, the ad. That's
I saw the ad.
He said, concluding it all, Dad, we should go to Children's Palace more often. Obviously, what he's getting after here is he wants more toys. You want more toys, Ron? Right, those toys you want are for Christmas, so why should we go to Children's Palace? We already...
For next Christmas.
Oh, for next Christmas. Okay, well, we'll go after this Christmas is finished, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. He was listening to this conversation and said, I want a real, real bad monster who steps on He-Man. And Ross said, besides what?
Besides, you'll have to go there because I'll be waiting for my... Amigo.
Your amigo?
Yeah.
Oh, they don't have amigos anymore.
Oh.
Amigos, they're not going to get for a while. Only if we're lucky. They stopped carrying amigos. Isn't that horrible? It's just like they stopped showing the Phoenix. Dirty trick, right? Is that fair, Ron? I asked Ross if he wanted some of the potatoes, and he said, no, no, I've tasted it, and it's so yucky. And then I sort of chuckled, and he said, Dad, some things I eat, and I throw up.
I don't like
them. Oh, sometimes I, some things
I
eat, and I throw up.
I almost throw up.
Right. Ross said to me, "You, Daddy, you can't say a word." And I said, "Why can't I?" And he said, "Oops, you say a word." And I said, "You teased me. You tricked me into that." And he said, "That's a good joke I learned from Brian, right? Do you still play with Brian? Sometimes? How come you learned it from him?"
Well, he said that sometimes
when I tease
him.
He does. You'd ever play with him at all? No. Who do you play with now?
Brian's friends.
Yeah. Who do you play with now?
Zoe.
And?
Jesse.
And?
Austin.
And? Maria Elaine? No?
Mm-hmm.
And who else? Jeannie?
That's all I can. Jeannie?
That's those guys?
Jeannie doesn't
really come. Okay. Ross said, Dad, we cuffed outside yesterday. We had just been playing that cuff means no. And I said, that means you didn't go outside? And he said, no. It means that it means don't go? And he says, no. It means no. It means anything like we cuffed outside. So we not outside, right?
No.
We know.
We didn't go outside.
We didn't go outside. So cuff means didn't go? How about we cuff go outside?
No, you don't say that when you say yes. When you say yes.
What do you say?
You say uncuff go.
Uncuff go?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uncuff means yes.
Go.
Uncuff means yes?
Yeah.
Oh, uncuff means yes. What is the word that means then?
Uncuff.
Right.
Uncuff.
And what if I say to you, do you want some chocolate? What do you say?
Tough.
That means no. And what if I say, do you want some toys for Christmas? What do you say?
Uncuff.
Good. Very good.
Russ was trying to tell me about the meat-eater dinosaurs. And he said, Dad, in every eat meat, and he stopped, eat-meater dinosaurs, there's a piece of what? What is it?
Meat.
There's a piece of meat. Tell the whole story now.
In dinosaurs that eat meat,
mm-hmm.
there's a meat in every one of them, but
mm-hmm.
in the plant-eater dinosaurs,
mm-hmm.
there isn't any, just plants and bones.
Well, where are the meat? Where's the meat?
Nowhere.
In his tummy?
Nowhere in plant-eater.
Yeah, but in meat, where's the meat?
All over in the meat-eater.
And so on the meat-eaters, the meat is all over, and the plant-eaters don't have any meat, and Russ said, I think, I don't know for sure.
Dad.
Russ, that can't be right.
Dad.
That doesn't make sense.
Dad.
All animals are full of meat.
Yeah.
Meat-eater means Dad. That they eat meat.
Dad.
Yes, Russ, Marky, just a minute.
What is that?
Bologna. And mayonnaise. Mm-hmm. Mayonnaise.
Meat.
Not butter. It's not butter, Mark.
Oh.
It's not butter.
Is that butter?
No.
You're recording.
That's okay. Ross, it doesn't make any sense to say that the plant eaters don't have any meat.
Is that butter?
Because their bodies are made of meat.
What?
Your body is made of meat. Only if you eat meat. You have meat in it. Yeah, you have meat in your body.
Even when you don't eat meat?
Yeah. But there's no meat in your tummy unless you eat meat. You see, you've got to understand something, okay? Your tummy, if you eat plants, your tummy takes the plants, puts them into the tummy, and makes them into meat, and then puts meat all over your body.
Muscles.
Muscles are meat. You take plants, okay, you see that applesauce?
Mm-hmm.
That's not meat, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you eat that applesauce, what's going to happen?
Applesauce all over.
It'll go, no, you're going to make applesauce arms? No. Mary said she would leave the trolley cakes at the table, and Ross said, unless you want seconds or thirds. And he should have said, in case you want seconds or thirds, instead of unless. Which is right, unless you want seconds or thirds, or in case you want seconds and thirds. Which one did you say? Mm-hmm. What's the difference?
It
makes more sense.
Mm-hmm.
Good one. Asked Marky if Ross if he wanted some milk. He said, "Nowadays I don't like milk anymore."
I can't wait to fall with my drinking it on the side.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey.
Thank
Ross
you.
Spilled some water. But honey,
Ross, that Mary had a headache, and Ross said, "I know. I think I had that too, cause my head hurted at school at tonight at school, and I feel like I was shocked." How what happened, Ross? Tell the whole story. Well, what did you say?
I said, this time, never.
Yeah, go ahead. It's okay. Tell the whole story.
This time, when I was at school, I feel something in my neck, and it feels like I was shocked.
And it feels like I was shocked. I feel something in my neck, and it feels like I was shocked. It felt like I was shocked.
Dad, Dad, guess what?
What?
Sometimes other people can really shock another person.
Sure they can. But how do you get a headache that shocks you?
Mm-hmm.
You must be sick.
Robin, why not?
How about Mom?
Robin.
Is she sick?
Get out of this way and play Robin.
Right, he said, get out of this way. I'm playing Robin. Get out of this way. Ross was looking at the Santa Claus cup and said, hey, this is more like it. It doesn't have any red on it at all. It had some red paint on it. It was washed off in the dishwasher. Ross was reading Pete's Parakeet, and it said, he read, in Pete's house there is a bell. And then he said, just like Larissa Bell. This is his little friend in preschool. Ross, I said, yeah, let's, well, so it was showing me that Snaggletooth's cave, and I said, let's go eat breakfast. He said, yeah, and leave Snaggletooth alone so he can what?
Get some rest and peace and quiet.
Right. To sleep.
Because he didn't get very much sleep in my hard-wooded drawer.
Oh, right. Yeah, he needs a nice, soft bed, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Well, I said, hey, Dad, do you know what? If it were way past our bedtime, it would be, and I said, what? He said, it would be 12 o'clock.
No, 12 o'clock.
Then he said, I learned to count by, and then he couldn't figure out what he wanted to say. How'd you learn to count by?
By time.
By time. You learn to tell time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Is that 12 o'clock midnight or is that 12 o'clock
noon?
Noon.
If it's late at night, is it midnight or is it noon?
Midnight.
Right, midnight, Mom.